Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen, we've been scorched earth the last 2 days. I think you guys have been as well. I'm assuming scorched earth Fanta. He might start respectable, but then something will be said that tips him off where he really goes, or he just starts scorched earth.
I hope he just starts scorched earth, and then I hope he just continues to be scorched earth, and then I hope he ends the call and we're like, that was Fanta scorched earth.
Yeah, that's what we need, right? This is a time to let that anger out. Let your anger out at the Browns organization. I will tell you, I'm not happy that Andrew Berry is not speaking the rest of the week or certainly next week. He's not scheduled to speak right now. I already think it is a bad look. I think it's embarrassing. He didn't speak after the Joe Flacco trade. He didn't speak after the Greg Newsom trade. And the reality is we have come to expect Andrew to speak in moments like this. And there can be a myriad of reasons why that's happening. But I thought it was interesting when Mary Kay Cabot was on with the Midday Boys, she detailed why, just maybe, the Browns haven't sent Andrew Berry out there yet.
That's not on the table. That's not something that anybody is contemplating. I mean, if anything, and I asked Kevin Stefanski this yesterday, you know, one thing that he could possibly do, and I would actually advocate it, is turning the play calling over to Tommy Rees just to see if he can't get something else out of this offense. They have to do something. What's happening now is unsustainable. Now, it will help that Sed Tillman's coming back.
All right, so real quick, let's cut this off. That's not the right clip. And in fairness, I looked at the sheet here. It's not the right clip. So, Jax, can you work with Jake to find the clip where basically Mary Kay Cabot says why Andrew Berry isn't out there? Just real quick while we stall. let's go ahead and play it right now. Jax has got it up.
All right.
I think the thing that makes it weird is the fact that he's done it every single year since they have been here. The thing that doesn't make it weird is that most other GMs don't do it. When you look around the AFC North, most of those guys don't come out and speak at the bye week. And it's not a common thing that necessarily happens around the league. A lot of times NFL teams will want their coach to be the spokesman for the football team in during the season, and then the GM talks at other various points, pre-draft and in training camp and whatnot, combine and owners meetings. But during the season, a lot of teams want their coach to just be front and center and not have someone else out there talking. So they made their decision this year to do it this way, and I know they're getting pushback on it, and people are confused about it, and maybe they'll change it up again next year, but this is what they decided to do.
I'll be really surprised if they decided this back in back when Andrew Berry spoke in training camp. I'll be really surprised if this wasn't the turn of events that has happened over the last 8 weeks. And it is one thing to break precedents, which you yourself has set at any point. It's one thing to do it in this season.
Yeah.
And listen, you know me. Kevin Stefanski, I can take him or I can leave him, right? I think he's a good coach if you give him talent, which means he's not a great coach. I can build you a resume of a billion coaches in the NFL that if they have talent, they'll win. Hey, if you give him a franchise quarterback, yeah, you just described every coach in the NFL.
Right.
Right. Anybody worth their salt should be able to win with a great quarterback or a great team. All right. I have criticisms of Kevin Stefanski, but the year that you conveniently decide to hide Andrew Berry from the media, it happens to be the year where they are 2-6 going into the bye, where, by the way, Kevin Stefanski is very clearly set up to be the fall guy, which I understand that might be the way it goes. But the fact that Andrew gets to shirk responsibility and answer for his moves, any of the bad moves he's made, but certainly the trades that he's made, and now at 2-6, conveniently, he's nowhere to be found because, well, we just discovered the rest of the NFL doesn't do this. Bull crap. I do not believe you. You have no currency with me. You have no currency with the fans. All you're doing is further setting apart, okay, here's Kevin Stefanski, here's Andrew Berry, and you're setting one guy up to take every hit, every day. When, by the way, he's taken every hit for Deshaun Watson, a trade that he didn't progenate, although he did get on board for. He's taken every hit for the last damn 20 games, 25 games that this team has failed. This is disloyal. It is wrong. It is patently absurd that Andrew Berry and the Browns, this year specifically, at 2-6, have broken their own protocol that they've set. And it just, that's how the NFL operates. But it's not how you've operated, well, and you can't hide behind that crap.
And it's the picking and choosing that I think fans have a right to be mad about here, because, as you mentioned, like, this year of all years is the years that he does. And I don't really care about other teams' precedents, but also we should note, Eric DaCosta does speak a lot in Baltimore, and we also should point out, Mike Tomlin speaks every single week. He spoke today, and Tomlin, more than Omar Khan, is the person constructing the Steelers roster. So, those GMs do speak. And yes,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Is it bothersome in certain instances? Like, Lamar's got that whole situation, and maybe we'll touch on this a little bit later on. Lamar's got his whole situation about the injury report and everything else like that. Is it bothersome to Ravens fans that DaCosta's not out there right now speaking on behalf of that? I'm sure it is. Yes, I'm sure it is. But he speaks way more than most GMs. So I just don't know that you can use that as an excuse. But the picking and choosing for when you do it is what should bother Browns fans here.
What did Jimmy Haslam say at the NFL owner meetings in kudos to Kevin Stefanski with his little vote of confidence? It's not when things are good that you find out who your leaders
are.
It's
when they're bad.
It's when they're bad.
Yeah.
And so for Jimmy Haslam, then the week later, to okay Andrew not being out there, for Andrew Berry himself to be okay with not being out there speaks volume about the leadership. And there's really only, I've given you one of the logical conclusions from this. One of them is they're just going to continue to set Kevin up to be the patsy, like this was all his fault, when if anything, Kevin's biggest crime is not pushing back on the dodo brain ideas that they've come through and botched time and time again. All right, so that's one. The other is Andrew's already cooked, and he's not really the GM, that they're making decisions by quorum, and it's just a matter of time before he gets back.
And he might be tired of defending decisions that he's not responsible for, too. Like,
Andrew?
From what you're suggesting right there, like, if he's not actually making decisions right now, and he's gotten to do it for somebody else, then yeah, like, that would bother the hell out of me, too.
Well, no, I'm talking about Kevin.
Oh, you said Andrew.
Okay, good guy.
We got confused there.
All right, now, all right. Well, let's try and retrace our steps.
Do you think Andrew's still making calls or not?
I don't know. But my point was Kevin being the guy twisting in the wind for decisions that he's gone along with and not pushed back on.
Okay, because we can still play with this here, though. Like, if you don't know that Andrew's making these decisions and you think it's actually Dee Podesta or somebody else, you could see why Andrew then wouldn't want to sit up at the podium and be like, yeah, we made these decisions for X, Y, and Z if he can't actually back them up.
Well, but I think those are the only two things. Either he's distancing himself from Kevin, and everything we've thought about the power dynamics between them changing is true, or he's already a dead man walking, and they're just not going to put him out there because you don't need to put a guy out there to defend decisions if he's not going to be here in 8 weeks.
Well, again, if I was a dead man walking and I knew I was a dead man walking, why am I taking that firing squad of a media storm that I'm going to have to try to maneuver through with decisions that I don't even really believe in?
Because Kevin Stefanski's also doing it.
I know, but if I was Andrew Berry, I'd be like, I guess that's your job now. That's what you do. It's not fair to Kevin Stefanski in any sort of way. In fact, if you're a leader, you'd stand up there and you'd take a couple bullets for him, and you might even do it more frequently if you knew both people were cooked. But clearly, Andrew Berry doesn't want to do that.
Whichever way it is, it's a bad look. Whichever way it is, it's another way of embarrassing. And honestly, here's the thing. It's insulting to Kevin Stefanski. It's insulting to fans in this town who pay their hard-earned money. I mean, how many... We can't go over to the tailgate anymore downtown because Cleveland did away with that. Thank you, Mayor Bibb, protecting local businesses. But back when we would just be able to go do that, every time you'd see Browns fans line up, give up their Sundays, give up their hard-earned money to support this team in spite of the bird brain decisions that do not work out for this organization. So the idea now that you've changed your own precedence in what happens to be an even more bleak season than the year before, where fans just want answers. Fans just want to hear from you.
They're forgetting the idea of the press conferences, Nick. The whole idea of press conferences is to be the conduit for the fan. It is to be, you're ushering in what exactly the voice is, and then you're speaking to the fan base. The media is all there because, again, we're the conduit of all this, but like that's the idea, is it's the only time you're supposed to be able to really speak directly to the fan base, and not speaking to this fan base amid a two-win season and a disaster, that is in and of itself the slap in the face.
And here's the thing. You've already slapped them in the face by taking away anything fans identified with, right? There was a large contingent of fans who identified with Baker, and you took that away because, well, you're going to identify when we're in the Super Bowl. And then you didn't follow through on the second half of that act. You hired guys who no one in this town identifies with. I shouldn't say no one, because there's people who want to be Ivy Leaguers, people who want analytics to be all everything's about. Yeah, this is still a blue-collar area. This is still a blue-collar region. And you hired people who stand up there, say nothing, stand for nothing other than themselves, other than the process, which tantamount to not a damn thing. And then you can't even bother to send them out there and answer questions about their own failure. That, to me, is failure of leadership. And that's failure on Jimmy. That's failure on the PR staff. That's failure on Andrew Berry. And listen, it ain't fair. Football's not fair. Life isn't fair. But it's not right to Browns fans. And here's the other thing. It's not right to Kevin Stefanski. He deserves a little bit more than that, even if he's also a huge part of this failure.
Oh, and he's too classy of a guy to go ahead and speak up about this exact problem. He's not going to go ahead and bust toss Andrew Berry, but he probably should be thinking about whether or not this is making him be the best version of Kevin Stefanski to everyone else when he's the only person that has to be held culpable for all this stuff. But you got to face the music. If you're Andrew Berry, you got to face the music. That's the point.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean. You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.